今日的经文是来自哥林多前书的13:7-13，我们会用我们一起会读出，先读中文，然后再读英文。
Today's scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 13:7-13. We'll read it responsively first in Chinese, then in English.
Read together. 我们一起读第七节。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不自息。先知讲道之能，终必归于无有；说方言之能，终必停止；知识也终必归于无有。我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。我作孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。如今尚存的有信、有望、有爱这三样，其中最大的是爱。
1 Corinthians 13, let's read together. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
今日陈牧师传讲信息嘅题目系《天堂外的世界》。
Today's message is given by Pastor Wilson Cheng, titled "Heaven: A World of Love."
Let us pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Father, there might be a lot on our minds and in our thoughts. We do ask for your help to concentrate on you and your word.
因为我哋可能谂紧好多嘅嘢，我哋求主你叫助你集中喺你自己话语嘅里边。
May you touch our lives with your love by the power of your Holy Spirit.
我哋求主你藉住圣灵嘅大能，用你嘅爱去触摸我哋嘅生命。
And may we have a proper understanding of that love.
因为我哋能够正确认识到你嘅爱。
May your reality be present in our midst now.
我哋求主你嘅真实系与我哋同在。
Minister to us so that we can minister to others.
去帮助我哋，让我哋能够去服侍其他人。
For we ask that in the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
我哋奉耶稣基督宝贵嘅名义求，阿门。
Well, if you've been with us last time, we are continuing in a very familiar part of the Bible.
咁如果你上个礼拜同我哋一齐嘅时候咧，我哋继续讲紧一段圣经里边好出名嘅经文。
And this is the second part of a very famous sermon by Jonathan Edwards, "Heaven is Place of Love."
咁呢个系爱德华兹嘅一个好出名嘅讲道嘅第二部分，系天堂爱的世界。
Now Edwards, in his series of sermons, he had 15 sermons of approximately 2 hours long each.
咁爱德华兹喺关于呢段嘅经文咧，有15段嘅讲道，每一段咧系2个钟头嘅。
And he expounded verse by verse the 13 verses. We're going to take collectively verses 7-13.
咁咧喺1至13节经文里边咧，每一节经文佢好详细咁讲。咁我哋今日我哋讲嘅专注喺7至13节。
And as I mentioned last time, also Tim Keller has a great sermon on this passage as well, which I'll be taking a lot from.
上次我都提到啦，Tim Keller牧師亦都係講到呢段嘅經文，咁我都有部分係取自佢嘅。
But I think you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know relationships are what life is about, right?
咁你唔需要活好耐，你都知道人嘅關係係點樣。
You know, if you're a parent and you have older kids, whether it be older high schoolers or college or young adults, you know they love to be with their friends.
咁如果你父母嘅時候，你知道你長大啲嘅仔咧，佢哋中意出去同佢嘅朋友一齊。
And they might not tell you exactly what they're doing, but they say, I'd want to be with the people I care about.
咁佢哋可能唔會講你聽佢去邊度或者做乜嘢，但係佢就其實想去同佢嗰啲佢關心嘅朋友一齊。
And so as teens as well as adults and even very young, they gather and hang out together.
我哋知道啊，呢啲年青人或者係成年人，佢哋中意都走埋一齊。
And then when you turn up the heat a little bit and when you have a special relationship,
特別係如果你有一個特別嘅關係，
you know, when you have someone you love, time flies by when you're with them.
如果你有一個你所愛嘅人嘅時候，你同佢一齊嘅時候，這個時間會過得好快。
Why is that?
點解咧
？It's because we want to be loved.
因為我哋想被愛。
It's from eternity. That's the source.
從永恆嘅裏邊，這個係個根源。
There's no such thing as boredom in love.
喺愛嘅裏邊冇話有無聊苦悶嘅。
You're where?You want to be.
你喺嗰度，因為你係想喺嗰度。
You know, medical doctors confirm this. They'll tell you if you're a new parent what to do with your child, with your baby.
一個醫生啊，如果你有一個 baby 嘅時候，佢會講你聽乜嘢咧
？And medical doctors will tell you if you don't coddle and dote on your baby, that will harm them.
如果你唔去抱下你嘅 B B 啊，你去攬住佢嘅時候咧，其實會傷害佢。
Because the child wants love like we want air。
因為嗰個 B B 咧想被愛，就好似我哋一樣想有空氣。
The child is panting for love。
呢個 B B 係想渴求有愛。
Now let me ask you, do we change when we get older？
咁我想問下你，當我哋年長啲嘅時候，我哋有冇改變咧？
No, you just become more sophisticated.
唔會啊，但係只不過我哋可能係更加唔察覺到嘅。
Right, you have ways to not show your emotions.
咁你有方法咧，去唔會去表達你嗰個情感。
As you'll see on slide 2, to be in heaven is to be fully known, completely, but absolutely loved.
喺天堂裏邊，你就係完全嘅去被知道、被認識，同埋你絕對嘅被愛。
You don't have to be a human being for long to know that we have a lot of weaknesses, we have a lot of warts.
我哋都知道我哋每一個人都好多嘅軟弱。
But you do know, those won't hinder you in heaven.
但你知道呢啲嘢唔會阻喺天堂裏邊唔會阻礙你。
It won't hinder the love that will embrace you from God.
唔會阻止到神去愛你。
The greatest love you've ever had on earth compared to the love that you'll have there in heaven is sort of like comparing an oil rag, you know, you use to kind of change the oil filter, the oil rag versus a wedding dress.
咁喺地上面嘅爱同埋天堂嘅爱点样比较咧？可以用一块污糟嘅布去对比一个好靓嘅婚纱。
This is what Jonathan Edwards says on slide 3. It's a bit difficult, but I'll take it slow. And again, you have it up there.And Edwards is saying the center and the heart of heaven is this.
莫德華茲佢話喺天堂嘅中心同埋天堂嘅裏邊係乜嘢咧
？In the middle of the universe, the infinite, essential love of God is, as it were, an infinite, an eternal mutual holy energy between Father, God the Father, and God the Son.
佢話喺呢個宇宙萬物裏邊，從永遠嘅裏邊，一個最重要嗰個能力。那個愛是什麼呢？就是在聖父和聖子之間這個永遠、永恆、互相聖潔的愛的能量。
God the Father, God the Son, of course the Holy Spirit's there too, three persons in one, delight. They delight in each other.
圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们彼此是喜悦的。
And they are from all eternity, which again we can't fathom because we're finite beings, right? All eternity pouring into each other this love, this joy, this delight.
他们从永恒的里面就彼此去灌注这个爱、这个喜乐、这个欢欣。
And let me ask you now, why were we created? We're created in the image of God. Why were we created?
那我要问下你了，我们藉着神的形象而做，那为什么我们要被做呢？
Well, to understand that, you have to go back to Genesis, right? Because the Spirit, third person of the Holy Trinity, right? God, three persons in one, again, which is mysterious. The Spirit comes out to what? Create.
那在创世纪里面，他说在创始，在起始的时候，这个圣灵是出到来，出到来做什么呢？去创造。
And if you're familiar with Genesis, Genesis narrative, the Holy Spirit moves out across the face of the water.
圣经说圣灵在这个水上面去运行。
Right, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity comes out of the Father and the Son. They're sent by them.
圣灵从这个圣父圣子里面出来，圣父圣子是将它拆出来。
Yes, that's mystery. We don't quite understand that. But what I'm getting at is what Paul's getting at, what Edwards is getting at, what many have gotten is getting, are getting at is what? They have an engine of love.
在这个这件事是一个 很奥秘，我们不是很明白。但是爱德华兹看到的是什么呢？ Tim Keller 看到的是什么？我们讲的是什么呢？这个是一个爱，完全的爱。
And it's not love that we, under, how we understand it. It's perfect love.
这个不是那种我们认识的爱，这个是完美的爱。
Because love is intrinsic, it's basic to God.
这个是神的本质，神的基本。
You know, this wouldn't make any sense if God was only unipersonal, but he's triune, three persons in one.
神是你三位一体的神，不是只是一单一一个个体。
So God has always, in a beginningless way, loved three persons in one, right? There's love in the Trinity.
所以神在永恒的里面，他三位一体的神在当中已经有爱在里面。
And as I'll see in verses, slides 4 and 5, God has always, what? He, the Father and Son at the center have this internal, holy, mutual energy of love.
在永恒的里面，圣父圣子里面之间已经有一个相互，这个爱的能量在里面。
So Genesis tells you why the Spirit comes out from the Father. Why does the Spirit come out to create? Because the Spirit, his job is to redeem.
为什么这个圣灵从这个圣父圣子里面拆出来呢？他出来是要去创造，他的工作是要去救赎。
And in case we don't get that, Jesus explains it for us in a passage like John 17:24.
耶稣都解释到在约翰福音17章24节怎么讲呢？
I'm just going to paraphrase it here. Father, says Jesus, to God the Father, I will that they may be with me. Right, they being my people, the people of faith, right? That they may be with me where I am, and that they may behold my glory, that you gave me, for you loved me before the world began.
中文里面讲话，父啊，我在哪里？愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
What is the glory of God?
神的荣耀是什么呢？
Do you see that? He said, I want them, believers, I want them with me.
耶稣说，我想他们，这些是什么人呢？就是信徒，同我一起。
He continues, Jesus continues, so that they can see my glory, for you, Father, loved me.
他说叫他们可以看到你给我的荣耀，因为你圣父是爱我。
So what does that mean?
那是什么意思呢?
I want them, says Jesus, to see my glory.
耶稣说，我想他们看到我的荣耀。
In other words, I want them in the love that we have amongst us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
就是说，我想他们在我们圣父圣子里面，圣父圣子圣灵的爱的里面。
Father says, God the Son, I want them included in the circle.
圣子向圣父说，我想包括他们在我们的圈子里面。
To put it more succinctly, I want them to have the same love with us.
換句話說，即是說我想他們有跟我們一樣的愛，
that we have with each other.
是我們彼此之間，聖父、聖子、聖靈之間彼此已經有的。
So Jesus says the ultimate glory of God is this incredible love between Father and Son. He wants us to have that.
耶穌就是說神的榮耀，神的永恆的榮耀就是說在聖父、聖子裏面當中的一個愛。 耶稣基督都想信徒有这种爱。
You know, the love between God the Father and God the Son is the song no other songs hint or echo about.
圣父圣子之间的爱是没有其他的歌能够去真的可以代表到。
That's because it's the song, or the waterfall, or the mountain, or the drama.
因为这个是那个唯一，真的好像一个大的瀑布，一个大的山岗，一个。
What Paul is talking about in 1 Corinthians is the love story.
这个是那个唯一那个爱情的故事。
They're lost. They lost each other, right? And they found each other, right? God, Jesus on the cross lost the love of God the Father.
耶稣基督在十字架上面的时候，他失去了圣父。
He does that so that we can be included in that great circle of love.
他这样做是为了使到我们相信他的人能够在这个爱的里面。
That means this, what Paul's talking about here in 1 Corinthians 13, is the marriage. The marriage of all marriages.
这个就是保罗所说的那个唯一那个最大的婚姻。
It's the friendship of all friendships.
这个就是所有众多的友谊之中那个最重要的友谊。
It's the family of all families.
是众多的家庭里面唯一那个最重要的家庭。
And you, believer, are privileged to be brought into the center of it.
你相信耶稣基督的人能够进入这里的当中。
You know, have you ever gotten joy out of a song?
Sorry?
Have you ever gotten joy out of a song? Of course,
有没有听过一首歌你觉得很开心呢？
Have you ever gotten joy out of a waterfall?
有没有试过看到一个瀑布你觉得很开心呢？
How about a mountain or a sea?
或者看到山岗，看到这个海洋的时候。
Or maybe turning it up a little bit, how about happiness in a marriage?
又或者在婚姻里面那个喜乐。
Have you ever gotten some joy out of those things?
在这些东西里面，你有没有得到过一些喜乐呢？
So let me ask you then, if you have, I hope you have.
如果你有的时候，我希望你有。
Where does the joy from those things come from?
那在这些东西里面，那个喜乐是从哪里来的呢？
Well, it's derivative or derived from the joy in God's creation, the universe.
这个就是神创造宇宙万物当中所衍生出来的喜乐。
Those things that I mentioned, right? Including marriage, waterfall, song, you know, mountain, sea, they're like the planets.
我们所讲的提到一切所有创造的东西，山岗、海洋或者是瀑布，这些都是神创造之中所衍生出来。
But at the center is the sun. That's like God's love.
但是这些东西就好像一些恒星，而在中间的时候，这个太阳就是神的爱。
And that's in the center, right? For which all those other things reflect the glory. Just like the planets reflect the glory of the sun, right?
所以这些东西就好像是从太阳里面反照出神的荣耀一样，就好像这些恒星反照出太阳的光。
Planets being stars, right? Stars and planets. When you asked into the center, you're in the heart of things, right? When you're at the center of something, you're at the heart of it, right?
当你进入到那个中心的时候，你是真系在那个心，在中间。
And Paul's trying to explain to you that this is your element. This is where you ought to strive to be. This is place what will complete you.
保罗说这些东西是你要去努力，要去得到这些东西，这些东西就是使到你完全。
He's saying you ought to be anxious to anticipate what you are going to be when you are with God.
你要去期望，你要看看当你跟神一起的时候，你会是怎样。
You know, as I mentioned last time, we're presently in this place, right? We're in a fallen world gone against God, so we're out of our element.
我上次提过，我哋而家喺呢个世界，呢个堕落嘅世界里边，我哋系离开咗神俾我哋嗰个本质嗰个原美。And
especially on a day like 9/11, right, and the 21st anniversary, right, we were not in the beginning. You know why it upsets us? We're not in the beginning meant to die.
特別是我們今天在9/11/21周年的時候，我們都還未開始準備好去面對神。
Did you notice there's no decay in the Garden of Eden in the beginning?
你有沒有留意到在起初的時候，在這個伊甸園當中是沒有腐敗？
Prior to the sin of humanity against God and against each other, there was perfection, right?
當人犯罪以先，在伊甸園裡面是完美完全的。
We were created for that. We were created for destruction, right? For the fallenness that we're experiencing now. We're out of our element.
我們被創造就是要在伊甸園裡面。
You're designed to commune with the Lord. But there are many obstacles to that because of the fallenness.
我們被創造是要跟神有交通，但是因為罪，因為墮落的緣故，產生了很多的障礙。
And this is why nothing, repeat, nothing in creation will ultimately satisfy you. Nothing, repeat, nothing in this world will ever satisfy you.
所以在这个世界被造物的里面，没有一样东西能够完全的去满足你。
And the reason is you're out of your element. You're meant to have more.
因为你是从那个被创造那个完美的里面是拿了出来，你被造是要跟神一起的。
You're like fish out of water, out of the element, you know? Fish out of water is going to die.
你好像鱼离开了水一样，你是会死。
Because fish are meant to swim in the water, right? Not out on a land.
鱼被造是要在水里面游水，而不是在地上。
Now there's one other hint here in verse 12b that we're told about what it's going to be like in heaven.
第十二节都提到当我们在天堂里面会是怎样。
And that's where Paul says, Eric, if you don't mind, if you could shine up 12b once again. And again, you have the English Standard Version in English, the NIV, I'll read here. And in the Chinese, it's based on the King James Version.
第十二节
12b says, I shall know fully, even as I am fully known.
他说到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
Now, many people ask the question, you know, what will Paul fully know?
咁保罗系全知道啲乜嘢咧？有啲人问。
If you think he's saying, I will fully know God even as God fully knows me, that can't be, right?
咁如果话我完全知道神，好似神完全知道我一样，唔系咁嘅意思。
Because there are other places in the Bible where Paul talks about this.
因为圣经有其他的地方保罗讲到这件事。
And obviously, we know we're finite. We're the creature. God is infinite. He's the creator.
我们是有限，我们被造，但是神是无限，他是那个创造主。
So again, you don't have to be a mathematician to know. There's no way then will you ever fully know God the way God fully knows you.
所以你没可能好像神完全知道你一样，你能够完全知道神。
But if that's the case, what is Paul talking about then?
咁如果系咁样嘅时候，保罗讲紧啲乜嘢咧？
Well, this is the amazing thing. Do you know what it means to be fully known?
咁我想问下你，被完全知道系咩意思咧？
Paul says, "I am fully known now."
佢话我而家被神完全知道。
Well, you might say, "Of course, he's fully known, right?"
佢话当然啦，
Because God fully knows everybody.
因为神呢知道每一个人嘛。
Wrong.
错。
Wrong. Because our understanding is probably knowing about someone. Of course, God knows about someone, right?
这个讲法可能就是说，只是说神去知道有一个人，知道哪个人，哪个人。
But remember Matthew 7, Jesus' words.
但见到马太福音第七节耶稣第七章耶稣讲什么呢？
It's the last day, right? Judgment day. And people are coming to him. And they say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do these great things in your name? And they list all these things, right?
耶稣说审判之后，这些人来到你这里，说主啊，主啊，你认识我们。
And Jesus says those stark words, Matthew 7, he says to them, I never knew you.
耶稣说我从来都不认识你们。
Well, how could he not know them?
耶稣有什么可能不认识他们呢?
Well, it's because the word know in Koine Greek means relationship.
因为在希腊文里面认识这个字就是讲到这个关系。
It means on the one hand, God fully knows about you. Yes, of course.
没错，在一方面神是知道你是哪个。
But Paul's not referring to that.
但保罗所讲的不是这件事。
He's saying in 12b of 1 Corinthians 13, I am fully known. I'm utterly and completely known and accepted by God.
保罗是说神是完全知道我，是神去完全接受我。
Do you realize what he's saying?
你知不知道他说什么呢?
To be fully known means I'm accepted despite who I am. Because God has made me holy and blameless in his sight because Jesus' blood and righteousness covers me.
神完全知道并且去接纳我，纵使当中我有瑕疵有软弱，因为耶稣基督的宝血使我是遮盖了我，以致神去接纳我。
You know, we know a little bit about that as human beings, right? If you're in a love relationship, and that person really loves you, they're going to love you despite your weaknesses.
你知道在作为人在你的爱的关系里面，那个人是爱你纵使你有瑕疵。
You know, that's why it's hard. Marriage is hard. You know why? Because we kind of get on each other's nerves.
所以婚姻是很困难，因为我们很容易去激怒对方。
Because we don't have perfect love.
因为我们没有完美的爱。
But God does and can fully know us.
但是神有，神是完全知道我们，认识我们。
And fully love us at the
same time. 完全的爱我们，同时间。
You know, you're a human being. You know how hard that is.
你知道这件事是多么困难吗？
You know, when somebody does you bad, wrong, you hate them, right?
当有人得罪你的时候，你会去报复。
Unless you have God's grace in your life, then there's a chance you can forgive them.
除非你有神的恩典在里面，你会有机会你去饶恕他们。
What's a Christian according to the Bible?
根据圣经上讲。
You're a Christian if you just abide by faith alone in Christ alone, right?
根据圣经所讲，你是基督徒，你是完全依靠耶稣基督。
You're made right with God through what Jesus has done for you.
你藉着耶稣基督为你所做的事，你与神的关系是重新建立。
What did he do? He lived the perfect righteous life which you can't live.
耶稣基督过一个完全公义的生活是我们不能够做到的。
And he pays your sin penalty in your place on the cross.
他在十字架上面去为你付上了你需要付的代价。
And you're adopted into family God by faith and trust in what Jesus did.
并且是收养你进入到他的家庭。
Or to put it the way Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians 13, you're fully known.
换句话讲，就好像保罗所讲，你是完，神是完全知道你。
But you know, we don't really get that. We don't really know knownness, right? We don't know that.
我们其实自己不是很知道。
You know why? Because if you knew what Paul is talking about, you'd never be bored. You would never be bored.
因为如果你知道保罗所讲的嘢系乜嘢嘅时候咧，你就唔会觉得苦闷无聊。
You would never fall into the trap of self-pity.
你就唔会觉得自怜自怨。
You would never display anger in the wrong sense.
你唔会去喺呢个唔正确咁样表达你嘅愤怒。
You would never be resentful.
你唔会变得不满。
You would never sin. You'd never be anxious. You'd never be worried.
你不会再忧虑，你不会再犯罪。
You would never be impatient. You wouldn't be afraid.
你不会再是没耐性，你不会再害怕。
But do you know what our big problem is?
你知不知道最大的问题是什么
呢? I'll give you an illustration. Suppose a woman has only $200 to her name.
例如，如果一个女人她只得200元。
But she's pretty generous. And she lends that $200 out to someone.
咁佢好慷慨，佢将呢200蚊咧就借俾人。
But you know she's very jittery because that's all she has. She's very, very jittery.
但佢就好紧张啦，好忧虑，因为呢200蚊就系佢所有嘅嘢。
And in fact, she's going to scream if you don't pay her back because that's all she has.
咁如果嗰个人唔将200蚊还翻俾佢咧，佢就会喺度大嗌大叫，因为佢就系得200蚊啫。
But compare that woman who has $200 with a woman who has a net worth of $2 million.
咁相对嚟讲，如果佢呢个人有200万嘅时候
，and that woman who is $2 million in net worth loans out $200, she's not going to be as worried as the person who had only $200 of net worth.
如果呢个人有200万，佢将200蚊借出去嘅时候咧，佢就唔会好似头先嗰个富人咁样咁忧虑。
Because the $2 million person, if you don't pay her back, it doesn't matter. She can forgive.
因为佢有200万，咁如果个人唔还翻200蚊俾佢，呢啲唔算得系乜嘢啫。佢可以就咁样系饶恕。
She's not gonna break apart and scream.
佢唔会喺度大嗌大叫。
All she has to do is remember what she has as her net worth.
佢所需要做嘅就系要记得佢自己有200万。
Well, you say, how does a rich woman forget who she is, what she has?
咁你要问啦，啊，咁呢个咁有钱嘅女人点会忘记佢有几多钱呢
？Well, she probably doesn't, but we do. We forget as Christians what we have.
佢可能唔会忘记，但系我哋作为基督徒，可能我哋会忘记咗我哋有啲乜嘢。
That's why we don't forgive. That's why we have to pay back.
所以我哋唔去饶恕，我哋叫人要去啊回报翻俾我哋。
You know, tit for tat. Have you loved without reciprocity?
你有冇试过爱系要人去回报咧
？I know today in this day and age, it's more and more of a.
但系今时今日呢个系好。
Relationships are more and more a barter deal, right? What you got to give me something, I give you love, right?
今日社会嘅关人嘅关系就系话我俾一啲嘢你，嗱你又俾翻啲嘢我。
That's not Christianity.
这个不是基督教。
Christianity is, I give, I don't expect anything back.
基督教就是说我给出来但我不期望要收回什么。
That means loving without reciprocity, right?
这个就是爱不渴求回报。
Has someone hurt you? Done you bad? Done you wrong?
这个是一个美德。
Are things going wrong in your life right now?
在你生命里面有什么是不同的地方呢？
Are you not able to handle that? Are you breaking down?
你是不是不能够去处理好？你是不是开始崩溃呢？
Well, the Bible says you don't remember who you really are.
圣经说你忘记了你是哪一个？
You don't remember what you have.
你忘记了你有什么？
Because you don't get that you're fully known, as Paul says, and you don't know that you're fully known.
保罗说你不知道你是被神所完全知道的。
But you know, the first moment you get to heaven, you will know.
但当去到天堂的时候你就知道。
And the minute you know, it will inflict a glory on you that will never go out.
当你那一刻你知道的时候呢，这个荣耀就在你的里面，并且是不会离开。
And what will that mean? What will that glory be like?
这个荣耀是什么意思呢？是怎样的呢？
Well, you'll be spotless.
又会一尘不染。
There won't be any sin.
系冇罪。
It's because Jesus loves you and He wants you to be spotless without blemish because He's paid for your sins.
因为耶稣系爱你，佢想你系无瑕疵、无玷污。
And wants you to spend eternity in that circle of love between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
佢想你喺神三位一体嘅神呢个爱嘅里边去啊。
You know, Paul elsewhere in Ephesians 5 gives us the analogy of Jesus, God the Son, as our husband.
咁保罗喺以弗所书第五章里边去俾到一个比讲到啊一个比喻，耶稣系我哋嘅新郎。
And in the description of Jesus being our husband, he's describing the fact that in eternity, he's going to adorn us.
耶稣喺呢个永恒里边，呢个新郎会系不断嘅去装饰。
In other words, he's going to make you more and more and more and more beautiful.
就是说他会不断地使到你更加更加美丽。
And that's the reason is because he will be ours, we will be his.
我们是属于他，他是属于我们。
You know, one of the big problems with love in this world is this. When you fall in love, when you are really in love, you don't want to be independent.
在这个世界的里面讲到爱这件事最大的问题就是说你当你代入爱河的时候当你真的在爱的里面你不想是独立。
You want to be with that significant other.
你想跟那个人一起。
You know the person that you're in love with, you want to be with them.
当你同嗰个人喺爱里边嘅时候，你想同嗰个人一齐。
That means you can't give yourself over to love and keep your independence.
就即系话你系当喺爱里边嘅时候，你唔能够系自己独立出嚟。
Because love is by nature, I want to be owned. I want to own, and I want to be owned.
因为爱嘅本质就系话我想去系拥有人，人亦都要去拥有我。
I want to surrender. I want to be surrendered.
我想人哋向我去投降，我都去向人去投降。
I want to utterly lose my freedom. I want you to lose your freedom for me.
我想为嗰个人失去我嘅自由，我都亦都想嗰个人系为住我失去自由。
That's what love wants.
呢个就系爱本质系咁样。
The loved one is yours.
你爱嗰个人系属于你嘅。
But the trouble in this world, in this fallen world, because of sin, is if you do that, and if you're not careful, you know what happened? You get exploited.
因为现在世界的问题，这个堕落的关系，如果你不是小心的时候，你就会好像被人去利用了。Right?
Something in that relationship will go awry, and you'll be hurt.
如果在关系里面有些问题的时候，你就会受到伤害。
But not in the new heavens and the new earth.
但是不会在新天新地里面发生。
It's because we're told the essence of God's covenant with his people is God says, you will be mine, and I will be yours.
因为神的约里面的重点就是说，神是属于我们，我们也都是属于神的。
We own each other. You belong to me, says God. I belong to you.
神说你是属于我，我也都是属于你，我们彼此是拥有。
And you know what the most amazing thing about that is?
这件事最奇妙的地方在哪里呢？
The glory will be that knowing each other there and knowing God will be kind of like a seamless robe.
这个神去认识我们，我们认识神当中那个荣耀就好像一件无瑕疵、无接纹的袍子。
Because you're not in isolation loving God. You're loving God with God's people in heaven.
因为你是爱神，是你是跟其他的人一起去爱神，你不是自己去独立出来。
And together, we will know who he is and see his beauty.
我们一起的，我们知道神是哪一个，我们看到他的荣耀。
And collectively, we will draw out from him all that he has for us.
然后我们一起，我们是从他那边去得到神给我们的东西。
And only as we're loving all of him and seeing him in his fullness, will we find out then about the people around us also loving him.
当我们一起去爱神的时候，我们就去认识到我们周围的人。
It's because Jesus' beauty brings out of us a beauty to behold.
因为耶稣基督的荣美是从我们里面去将他的荣美也都带出来，让其他人看到。
That's the doctrine of being united to Christ.
这个就是在基督里面联合的教义。We're
truly, as believers in him, united to him and his perfection.
我们跟他在基督里面是一起去联合，是完美。
You know, it's kind of like a small circle of friends and family that you really love.
就好像一个圈子里面，你的朋友、你的亲人，你是所爱的。But
you know, when one person in that small circle dies, the dynamic of the circle, of the group, changes.
而这个圈子里面，其中一个人去死了的时候，当中那个互动就完全改变了。Because
that person who's no longer there brought something out of you because of their love contributed to that group, brought something out in you that came out because of them.
因为这个人在这个圈子里面，这个人不再在那里的时候，你没了那个爱在那里。
But now that they're gone, it's not the same, not the same dynamic.
当他走了的时候，当中的互动不同了。
You know, it's kind of like losing friends, close friends, when they move, right? They move away.
有一次有朋友要搬去第二个地方。
Your relationship changes, right?
这个关系都改变。
But when you're close, something comes out of you, something is brought out because of that person, right?
但是当有个人在那个人在这里的时候，在从你的里面会带出一些东西出来。
And the more we collectively are worshiping the Lord in heaven
And he loves us. And also, there's a richness that's there, that's, that dynamic is there.
当我们在天堂里面一起去集体一起去敬拜神的时候，神在当中的时候，在我们的里面彼此之间是有些东西带出来。
But so what? What difference does that make, right?
那怎么呢? 这个有什么关系呢?
Well, as you'll see on slide 6, if heaven is a world of love, that means ultimate reality now. Ultimate reality now is personal relationships.
如果这个天堂是一个爱的世界的时候, 那个最终真实的一件事就是关于一个关系。
See, if there's no heaven, we die, we rot, that's it.
如果没有天堂的时候,我们死,我们腐烂,就这样。
What's reality? Basically impersonal. Doesn't matter.
如果是这样的时候,那个真实是什么呢? 就是说,人都没什么关系了。
So if you don't believe in heaven, don't believe in Lord Jesus and what he did, if you're not sure you believe in God, if you don't believe in the afterlife, I want you to know something today.
如果你不相信天堂,不相信死后生命,不相信神的时候,我想你今天知道一件事。
Your reality is distorted.
你那个现实的观念是被扭曲了。
Because you believe reality is fundamentally impersonal. It doesn't matter. Relationships don't matter, really.
因为你相信那个现实基本是非个人的,是没有个人关系的里面。
We're told by the medical experts that the average age of a human now is around 84.
一般的人,人家说,一个人的年岁大概是80岁。
Right, 84 years, then on average, then we're gone.
平均年龄都是这样。
Civilizations last maybe thousands of years, right?
人类的文化可能是存活几千年。
If you have a fortune, maybe it'll last a long time.
如果你有一个财富的时候,可能维持一段时间。
We know there's some famous art that lasts a long time.
艺术有些东西都可以维持很久。
Maybe cultural institutions, kind of last a long time too, right?
这些文化机构可能都维持很久。
And you'll feel sometimes it's okay to trample on somebody's rights or somebody's life in order to bring about a better civilization or maybe to make more money.
有些人可能会觉得可以去践踏他人的生命，去夺走人的财富，去带出另一个文化。
Because that's the way of the world.
这个就是这个世界的方法。
But a Christian knows a person is always more important than just money.
但基督徒知道一个人比金钱更加重要。
So a Christian knows what's in God's priority are people.
所以基督徒知道神的优先次序就在人的里面。
People are more precious than a business goal or some type of achievement.
人是比一个商业的目标或者是成就更加重要。
Because Christians know from God's word that a human being and a relationship with a person is more valuable to have.
因为基督徒从神的话语里面去知道一个人的价值比物质更加重要。
So then, therefore, your life priorities change, right?
所以我们生命的优先次序也改变。
A person wins over any material matter.
一个人比其他物质的东西更加重要。
Because if heaven is a world of love, the life of a person is eternal.
因为如果天堂是一个爱的世界的时候，这个人是永恒的。
And compared to a person, anything here other than a person is kind of like the life of a gnat.
相对于如果这个人在地上的生活，只不过好像一个蚊虫的生命那么短。
And if you're a Christian and you know that again, God deems people as the most important thing, it affects your politics. It affects everything in your life.
如果你是基督徒，你好像神这样，你知道人的生命更加重要的时候，就会影响你生命其他的部分。
Because you're willing to seek out the benefit of others.
因为你愿意去寻求其他人的好处。
Let me just give you another application of the fact that heaven is a world of love. It's on slide 6. If heaven is a world of love, now you know why you feel uneasy when your relationships are unreconciled.
如果这个天堂是爱的世界的时候，你就会知道为什么一些未修补的关系是使得你很不安乐。
In fact, if you have unreconciled relationships, you know your relationship with God is affected.
因为如果你有这个未修补的关系的时候，你在天堂的关系都会被影响。
It's because your sense of reality of heaven is affected.
因为你在对于天堂那个事实你看不清楚。
And it might even affect the assurance of your salvation and the sense of your of the comforting influences of God's love because it's kind of distorted.
因为甚至扭曲到你对于救恩那个认识。
And the reason is obvious, right? It's because you're breaking your relationships, which is at the heart of things. It's the heart of life.
因为你这个断绝咗嘅关系，去影响咗你嘅生命嘅其他部分。
That's why in some cases, when a spouse dies, who is very close to the surviving spouse, often not too long later, that surviving spouse dies.
所以你好多见到有啲例子，就系话当两个一对夫妇其中一个配偶过身嘅时候咧，另一位咧好快可能都会去过身。
Because the heart of life, of things that God created is relationships.
因为神创造我们生命的中心就是关系。
And when you're bitter, when you're angry, when you can't face somebody, you don't feel good.
所以当你是觉得苦毒，当你是愤怒，当人得罪你的时候，你不会觉得很舒服。
Don't you see why?
你看到为什么吗？
Because unreconciled relationships destroy your assurance. They destroy your spiritual access to God.
因为未修补的关系，去摧毁了你在属灵上面向神去呼吸。
It's because heaven is a world of love.
因为天堂是爱的世界。
Here's a couple of more take-homes. On slide 7, if heaven is a world of love, we should be people out of passion.
如果天堂是爱的世界的时候，我们作为这个人应该要有充满的感情。
And both the Eastern religions and secular therapists, from what I can tell, they're basically Stoics.
很多东方的宗教和现代的治疗，心理的治疗，他们基于什么呢？其实他们都是基于这个所谓的斯多葛的学派。
Stoicism says the only way you'll be happy is you just whittle down, tone down your desires.
斯多葛学派佢讲乜嘢咧？佢话你唯一能够开心嘅地方咧，就系将你渴求嘅嘢咧尽量减少。
You know, if you go to a secular therapist today, that's what they'll tell you. Tone it down. Expect less from life.
佢话你唔好渴求咁多嘢，你生命里边少啲渴求就好啦。
If you go to an expert in Eastern religion, they'll say the same thing. You know, you're aiming too much for the moon. Tone it down.
他说你想太多，你想太多的东西了，你要去减低一点。
They'll tell you, your real problem, which I believe that they're wrong, your real problem is you want too much.
他说你真正的问题是什么呢？他说你问题是你想要太多的东
西。So stop reaching for the stars.
他说你不要想去摘星了。
This is life, this is reality.
这个是生命，你现在生命你现实一点。
You're only going to get so much of love, so tone it down.
他说你想得到的爱其实不是很多的，所以你不要渴求太多。
Whittle down your desires. You're only going to get a little bit of glory in this life.
你将你的欲望去尽量减低，因为你生命里面你想有的荣耀不是很多的。
Christianity says the opposite, utterly opposite of that.
但是基督教所讲的是完全相反。
Parks like Central Park, beautiful places, aren't they?
公园是很美丽、很舒服的地方。
But when people try to live in the park, you know, when they don't have a home, when they try to live in the park, it gets trashed.
如果有些人想住在公园里面，那个公园就会变得很多垃圾污糟。
It's because as beautiful as parks are, they can't bear the weight, the freight of people just living there.
因为纵使公园本身很美丽，但是这个公园不能够承受有人住在那里。
Because they're not built to be someone's home.
因为这个公园被建造出来不是要给人住的。
God tells you, look at money, look at success, look at family, look at romance.
神说你看看金钱，你看看成就，你看看爱情。
Yeah, they're nice, but they can't bear the weight.Of being your ultimate home. They can't bear it.
这些是好的东西，但是这些东西不能够承载做你那个永远的家。
And as Paul tells you in 1 Corinthians 13:10, they're not your teleon.
好似保罗喺经文里边所讲，呢个唔系你所要嗰个完美。
They're not your element, where your ultimate home is. They're not. It's not. This isn't your home.
呢啲唔系你所要嘅屋企，呢个唔系你所被造嗰个本质。
And if you're out of your element, you better seek to be in a place where you ought to be.
如果你系离开咗你嗰个本质要去嗰个地方嘅时候，你最好就翻翻去。
And Paul talks about that ultimate when perfection comes, right? He's used that phrase that we talked about last time, verse 10, right? When perfection comes, right? He's saying there's a place where we become all we should be.
保罗话，当嗰个完美嚟到嘅时候，我哋就能够去到嗰个我哋应该要去个地方。
We're not meant to be cursed. We're not meant to fall apart, to age, to decay, to die.
我哋被造原本唔系要去变得腐败、腐烂、死亡。
This is the result of our rebellion against God.
呢个完全因为我哋向神叛逆。
And we see the crumbling right before our very eyes.
我哋睇到受造之物喺我哋眼前就开始崩溃。
We're out of our element. We were designed to be with God in paradise, the garden.The new heavens and earth.
神设计我哋系要同佢一齐喺呢个伊甸里边，喺呢个世界里边，喺新天新地嘅里边。
And Christianity is totally opposite what Eastern religion says. Totally opposite what the secular therapists say.
基督教去同呢啲东方宗教或者系现代嘅心理治疗所讲嘅系完全唔同。
You know what you ought to be doing according to the Bible? Fan into flame those passions.Reach for the stars.
基督教讲乜嘢咧？佢话你要挑旺你嗰个感情，你要去尝试去摘星。
Don't try to make this little worldly things the satisfaction of your passions.
你唔好用世界上呢啲咁微小嘅嘢，以为佢哋能够去满足咗你。
Because your soul is too great for these created things.
因为你嘅灵魂比呢啲受造之物系更加大。
You're made to have passion for God and for His glory.
你被造系要向神有呢个热情，要去为要去得到佢嘅荣耀。
And your idealism is reality because that's what the Bible says.
而你嗰个完美嘅主义就系嗰个现实，呢个就系圣经所讲。
Idealism is realism if heaven is a world of love.
如果呢个天堂就系呢个爱嘅世界嘅时候，呢、这个完美嘅主义就系嗰个现实真实。
But heaven is not a world of love. You don't have either of that.
但如果呢个天堂唔系呢个爱嘅世界嘅时候，你两样都唔会得到。
Lastly, there is a hell. There is a hell.
最后讲到就系话系有地狱嘅。
Do you know why there's a hell?
你知唔知点解有地狱咧
？Because in heaven, if heaven was just for nice people.Then you might say it's unfair that people are in hell.
咁如果天堂只系俾一啲好人去嘅时候，咁你可以话有地狱系唔公平嘅。
If heaven was just for nice people, then maybe you have a right to say, why doesn't God lower the standard?
如果天堂只系俾啲好人去嘅时候，你可以问神，点解神唔将呢个标准降低啲
？You know why isn't that?Why isn't God like that nice teacher who grades on a curve? Why isn't God like that nice teacher in school that grades on a curve?
点解神唔可以好似喺学校里边嘅老师，佢将所有嘅分数系 like curve 咁，大家都合格啦
？Why does God have such high standards then?
点解神有一个咁高嘅标准
？Because heaven is not just for nice people.
因为天堂唔系只系为咗一啲好人。
Heaven is not just a place of serenity, peace.
天堂唔系只系一个平静安稳嘅地方。
Heaven is a place for those who love God and each other.
天堂系俾嗰啲爱神同埋彼此相爱嘅人。
And you can't love unless you lose control.
如果你唔系失去你嘅控制权嘅时候，你唔能够去爱。
Because to love God is to say to Him, I give myself to you.
因为爱神就系话我将我自己去交俾你。
If a person comes to Christianity and says, "Well, okay, what do I have to do?"
如果一个人嚟到基督去话要喺基督教里边，你话我要做乜嘢咧
Do I have to do this or that, this and that?
我是不是要做这样做那样呢?
Will God answer my prayers?
神会不会回答我的祷告呢?
You know, you missed the whole point of the gospel.
你不是真的去明白福音讲的什么?
You have to surrender. Surrender to God.
你要投降, 你要向神去投降。
You have to give up your rights to yourself.
你要将自己的权利去放低。
And if you don't do that, then there's no place for you in heaven.
如果你不是这样做的时候, 天堂没位给你。
It's not a matter of being good or bad.
不是说做好人做坏人。
You either love God or you love yourself.
你一是爱神, 一是就是爱自己。
In a sense of keeping control. I'm keeping control of my life. I'm the king.
你会说我要掌控自己的, 控制权, 我要做自己的王。
If you keep control of yourself in your life, the only place for you is hell. The only place for you is hell.
如果你要掌管住自己生命的时候，你唯一可以去到嘅地方就系地狱。
And what is hell?
地狱系乜嘢呢?
Hell is a place where everybody is impatient, unkind.
地狱就系一个地方，系所有嘅人都冇耐性，佢哋唔好。
Hell is full of grudge holders.
好多人去，个个都去埋怨。
Hell is a place where people have held on to themselves.
地狱就系啲人咧要去捉紧自己嘅权利权柄。
Don't be so foolish and say, oh, my friends are there. Yeah, I don't mind going there.
不要这么蠢地以为我朋友都去那里。
Because God is not in hell. So there's no love in hell. So there's no friends that care for each other in hell.
因为神不在地狱里面, 神是爱, 所以地狱里面是没有爱。 你那些朋友去到的时候, 他都不会是你的朋友, 因为他们不会彼此关心。
Yeah, I know. You know, sometimes I feel like this too. We say hell is like my life here, right now.
有些人说,我现在活着的生活都好像活在地狱里面。
So what happens if it goes on for all eternity?
但你想想,如果永恒对你来说会是这样的时候,那怎么办?
Don't you see then? Heaven is a world of love. There is a hell then.
你看不看到呢? 天堂是一个爱的世界的时候,是会有地狱。
There are no friends in hell.
在地狱里面没有朋友。
Heaven is a world of love.
天堂是一个爱的世界。
Hell's the opposite. It's a place of fear, hate, utter solitude.
天堂是一个相反的地方, 一个充满恐惧, 充满仇恨, 是完全自己孤单的地方。
I think I've said a mouthful already. This is the last slide, slide 8. Jesus Christ said, John 14:2-3, my father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Jesus is saying, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid.
耶稣说,我在我父的家里有很多住处。 若是没有,我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方,我若去为你们预备了地方,就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里叫你们也在那里。耶稣说,我叫我们的心不要去那里。
If you truly surrendered your life to the Lord, if you've truly given yourself and you know about his love for you, do you know what's waiting for you in those mansions?
如果你是真的将你的权利去放低,去在耶稣里面降服的时候,你是真的认识耶稣基督为你救赎的时候,你知道在天堂里面有什么为你预备了呢?
It's how Paul ends, chapter 13, verse 13. And now, these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love.
就是在刚才读的经文第13节,他说, 如今尚存的有信,有望,有爱, 其中最大的就是爱。
Father, there's a lot to think about and to pray about here.
天父,我们有很多要思考,有很多要祈祷的事。
All of us, in some sense, are guilty of not surrendering to you some aspect of our life.
天父,在你的生命里面,无论哪一个,都有些地方我们不能够去放低,交给你。
Father, may we realize that you're the Lord, you're the giver of life, you are love.
天父让我们知道你是主,你是赐予生命的,你是爱。
Apart from you, there is no love.
离开了你是无爱当中。
So Lord, help us to be humble enough to surrender ourselves to you.
所以天父帮助我们谦卑，让我们降服在你的面前。
To acknowledge that you are the king and we are the subject.
而我们承认你是我们的王，我们是你的子民。
And that we ought to follow you with our lives, not that you are following us.
不是你要跟随我们，而是我们要去跟随你。
And so help us to examine our hearts and our lives today before it's too late.
所以主帮助我们今天就去检查我们的生命。
May we take Paul's words seriously as we end our two-part series on 1 Corinthians 13.
当完结了这两次的讲道的时候，我们求主你帮助我们去认识保罗所讲的说话。
We pray for your help to know of your love today.
求主你帮助我们今天认识你的爱。
And we ask that in the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。 在你希腊，我哋唱一首诗歌回应刚才讲到神圣主爱。
Let us stand in response.